Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Great, great, great. I just wanted to go over a couple of things with you. I did get yesterday found out that you actually officially an at-home agent.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to congratulate you on that, and you definitely have been moved off my team to Winnie's team. Are you aware of that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware. So this is probably our last meeting with us, and I just definitely want to know, congratulate you on being an at-home agent, and, you know, hopefully, you know, everything that I've taught you, definitely take it over to Winnie's team and continue to, you know, do what you know what you're supposed to do on things that I've taught you.
Yes.
Okay, so with that being stated, let me go ahead and get this pulled up here. Give me one moment. Okay, so I have everything pulled up here. So going back over your last QA infractions that we did already talk about, I kind of just want to go back over those with you again. So on April the 20th, you know, we had the Koala call about your branding. We have spoken about this several different times to make sure, you know, your retention calls, that you want to make sure that you are seeing. Thank you for calling us for support. You have a great day on those particular calls.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with your product knowledge as well, make sure that you are offering product knowledge on every phone call. It is required with the ASK policy.
Okay.
And then with the last call that we had out here where you got this auto fill for no savings.
Mm-hmm.
What's offered on that call, you need to explain to me that you were having, you know, something going on at the time, so where you just wasn't able to offer. No.
Mm-mm. No, I thought that.
That's the one that you said that the lady had the things are already offered, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. So we're still looking into that one. And I know another one was where the customer called in, and the one that you were supposed to give, that you failed to give about the ad. Now, I did ask about that one, and what the response back was. That one, even with the account being canceled, you still have to ask about the ad.
Okay.
So they did work out the 10, 20 points for that one. So that one was staying for that particular one. Now, due to the severity of you not offering any, basically you're not closing your calls, and us been speaking to you about this, it will have to be noted, which will have to be on documentation.
Okay.
So that will go in the system as a verbal. Like I said before, you definitely want to make sure that you are branding, because for the past 2 or 3 weeks, you may have gotten a QA here and there about branding, or, you know, we just have been speaking about you. You know, Jody, make sure you bring your calls. Make sure your calls are being branded. Make sure you are branding your calls. Thank you for calling us for support. After so many times that we have, you know, explained it to you, we have to put it on documentation that I have, you know, advise you that on your calls that you need to make sure that you are saying thank you for calling us for support. You have a great day.
Mm. All right.
So it will be documented. Once it be documented, you will have to go into the system and sign it, saying that we need to speak about it. And like I told you yesterday, going forward, make sure that, you know, on your calls that you are saying thank you for calling us for support. You have a great day. Maybe you need to write it down. Not really for sure. But just make sure going forward that.
You know, I almost did it. Look, I almost did it today, and then I backed it up. I had to. I caught myself today. I did it again. I don't know.
Okay.
It was my first call, and so yeah, I backed
it
up.
You need to be a little sticky and put on your computer.
Yeah.
Call. Thank you for calling. Come support. You have a great. And that's a minor thing, you know. So you want to make sure you get that, you know, taken care of, where you're not forgetting, or you know, you're actually seeing on your call that thank you for calling. Come support. or you have a great day, you know. So that way it won't move, you know, any farther to another step and things like that. So, you know, make sure that you are doing that on your calls. Like I said, you're a really great agent. You have everything down pat. I just don't know what it is when it comes down to your branding.
I don't know. I guess I get, and maybe I get comfortable with the conversation or something. I'll be like, okay, well, thank you for calling. You know, I forget all about the customer support. That's what happened to today. I was just comfortable with the customer and forgot all about I was at work.
Okay. Well, and it's fine to have that, you know, that conversation with the customer. Sometimes it is fine to definitely do that. Just make sure at the end of the call that you are bringing the call. It's thank you for calling for support. You have a great day. And that's why I say you may just want to put a sticky note on your computer, maybe something to remind you, you know, on any of the calls. You know, and like I said, it's so crazy because all people calls, you know, it's just these calls, which is the calls you don't do it. So just make sure, you know, if you want to have a side conversation with a customer, that's fine. But just make sure that you do brand it. Okay, ma'am or sir, you have a great day and thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Yep.
Or just thank you for calling the customer support, you know.
Yep. I know. I'll work on that.
Just make sure you definitely do that. Like I said, it will go to documentation. It will be next step, which is a verbal. So we'll get everything rid of where you have to go in and sign for it. Like I said, this only stays on there for 90 days. After 90 days, it does fall off and things like that. But I just want to definitely make sure that you know the severity of branding your calls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure you take that information, you know, that we're speaking about today. Use it in your future calls, brand the calls, brand the calls. Don't forget to do that.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Well, that's the only thing I wanted to speak to you about, Ms. Jody.
Well, let me ask you something while I have you here. So when I'm in sticky, I don't know. Look, they gave me a crash course for sticky. So I really wasn't trained for sticky. They just kind of threw me out there and gave me the basics. I'm having a problem. I don't understand where to find, all right, like if I've already opened the sticky account, I don't know what's on these tickets. I'm having to go back and forth and 1,000 pages are open. I'm getting confused. Here's the other thing. Do I have to notate every one of those tickets do I have to notate all the tickets? I just copy and paste it to all of them. It's wasting a lot of my time.
You're calling them tickets.
Orders. Orders.
You know, order numbers, right. You just want to notate the latest one. You don't have to notate every one. The one thing that it says, it just depends on, like, for a couple of examples. If the customer's been billed out of trial charge, so the latest, the last one, you can just notate that one. But say, for instance, if the customer called in to cancel the trial, you can just notate the latest one on the account. But say, for instance, the customer has the cleanse and the keto, and they want to cancel the cleanse and leave the keto open, then you want to make sure that you go in and notate the one that I would prefer you to notate both of the accounts in that case.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the notes on both of them. So the next agent comes in, they'll know exactly what happened.
Okay.
But
all
on TKIO, you just only have to notate one of them, the latest one on the account. You don't have to go in and notate both of them.
Okay, that's good.
If you're doing it that way, that's fine. But, you know, you kind of want to copy and paste it just in the case, but it just depends on what it is, because again, they can have the cleanse, the keto. They only want to cancel one, so you want to go in and notate the one that's, you know, canceled. And I will also notate the keto one as well, just to let them know that that one was canceled, and they just want to keep the keto open. But if they've been billed out of trial charge, you can just go and click the latest one on the sticky IO and notate everything on that one, and that's
all right. So what if it's a decline charge, but it's the latest one up there? Do I notate that one or the one that was the last approved charge?
The last approved charge. Anything that's been notated in decline, you don't have to notate those accounts because it was declined. Anything that has the money sign on it is the accounts that you will notate that we actually collect the funds on.
Okay, so same day, they want to cancel the cleanse, keep the keto. Do I OTP the cleanse? Okay, all right. Okay.
One they want to cancel and keep the keto, but just make sure you know, hey, customer called in to have the cleanse cancel only, wants to keep keto.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll know when the next agent pulls that, okay, she didn't call and cancel both of them. She only wanted the cleanse cancel or vice versa.
All right. I'm going there. I was just doing a lot. It just seemed like a lot because I was copying and pasting because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to notate all them things, and it was wasting a lot of my time. Okay.
Oh, well, sorry. But yes, okay. That's what you can do.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
Okay. All right, Miss Jody, you have a great day.
All right, you too.
Okay. Bye. Okay.